Hello there, Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano. It is July 6th. This is my second Audio Boo of the day. It is the end of the day for me, just about. Well, it's about 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm going to pick up my daughter. She's over at a house that my wife is house-sitting, along with a five-month-old puppy. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about iPods, iPhones, screens, and catastrophes. I have to admit, I've had a few. I have an iPod Touch second generation. The unit's, I think, almost 3 years old now, if I remember correctly. And still works okay. I just want to say okay, because the volume control no longer works. The on-off button every now and then is kind of a little bit flaky. The headphone jack from time to time does not recognize the microphone in my earbuds with the integrated microphone. What else? There's a few things, but I did drop it, I want to say about a year ago or so, and cracked the glass. It still worked. The glass had this, it was just slightly elevated, so, you know, I couldn't just continue using it. So I ended up having to actually change the glass, and I ended up buying the part online for, I think it was something around $47 or something. And I swapped it out myself. Now, recently, my other surrogate niece, it's the sister of the girl that I'm bringing to Rush. Well, her sister, she phoned me, she sent me an email or something. I can't remember exactly how it transpired. But she said she had an iPod Touch fourth generation, a white one, that had been, are you ready for this? Run over by a car. Yes, indeed. This thing had fallen on the driveway out of her pocket, I am assuming. And without realizing it, her mother or her stepdad had driven over it. And she saw it in the driveway, much to her horror, as they were backing out. And, stop, my iPod. And sure enough, it still worked amazingly. Everything worked on it. The volume control, the headphone jack, everything worked. But the glass was smashed to bits. Now, unfortunately, I don't know why, I didn't take a picture of this. She gave me the iPod to repair. And I said, no problem, I'll look into it and I'll tell you how much it's going to cost. Well, it's like something like $55 for the part. I've ordered it. But the task of replacing this screen is monumental. The amount of screws I have to remove to get to the connector for the digitizer portion of the LCD screen, it's going to be quite a challenge. Very, very small parts, and I've got very, very big hands. So it's going to be an interesting undertaking, which I will hopefully be able to audio boo about sometime next week. The part is coming from Vancouver. I'm in the province of Quebec. That's some 4,000 kilometers away or something. So I don't anticipate getting the part for another week or so. Hopefully, maybe faster. We shall see. And that's my history of iPod screens and not iPhone, but iPods. They're amazing machines, but they are rather delicate. If they fall, especially on a corner, that's when they will break. Mine, in fact, mine fell out of my hands and was about to fall on my my oak floor. And I went to try to catch it. And in trying to catch it, I actually hit it and it flew into our bathroom and smashed down on a ceramic floor. Had it hit the wooden floor, I'm sure it would not have cracked. So that was it. Anyway, have yourselves a wonderful weekend if we don't audio boo.